Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are. And we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you as you guide us through the scriptures this morning. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. You are our guide through the scriptures. Thank you as you speak to us this morning. Thank you as you speak through me. I am but a child, Lord. Thank you for hearing ears for us all. Thank you as you pour forth upon us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God. Thank you, Lord, that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you as we hear your word, you pour forth faith to believe. Lord, we give all the glory for great and mighty things in our midst. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And everyone says, amen, amen. Please, let's read Matthew chapter 13 from verse 44 to 46 together. Remember, we were on it 2 weeks ago. Please, let's go. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, as we have heard, two Sundays ago, we see that these two men were seeking for something important, something they thought is very, very important, something that made them to sell all that they had simply to possess this great treasure. And we see from the scripture again that the treasure is goodly pearls, as we see in verse 45, you know, saying goodly. So we know it is something good, or it is someone good, something good. And we know the scripture says only God is good. So we see, in quote, these men searching for the good God, searching for the good God. And when they had found the good God, they went and sold all that they had and bought the field, in quote. And so you see a seeking for something precious, a treasure, a good treasure. Not just any treasure, but a good treasure. And we know that only God is good. Only God is good. Please, let's open to Psalm 4 and then let's see again verse 6 to 7. And we know that when the young man came to our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 18 verse 19, he said, "Good master," and the Lord made him to understand that only God is good. So we see that the treasure they are seeking for has a qualification, good treasure. Not just any treasure, but good treasure. Please, let's read Psalm 4 verses 6 to 7 again. Please, let's go. "There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increaseth." So we see a great key. The good Lord, the treasure they are seeking is God. They are searching. And we said earlier that 2 Sundays ago, that how do we seek this good treasure? Is searching the scriptures. We've seen it. If you are not reading the Bible daily, you are not searching for the good treasure. You need to search for your own good treasure. I need to search for my own good treasure and obtain the good treasure. As we see, the two men, the merchant, they both found the good treasure, the good pearl, the good treasure. And we give God all the glory that we are of those who will continue to search. Search the scriptures. In there you think you have eternal life. These are the same words that speak of me. We have to understand what the Lord is telling you and I. After we became born again, there is another thing. The next step is to know truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. After salvation, we come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is where searching the scriptures come in. We continue to search the scriptures to know truth. We continue to search the word of God for our good treasure. The fact that we are born again does not mean we know God or that we have in operation in our lives the good treasure. We have to continue to search. Remember, Christ says, if you continue in truth, in other words, searching the scriptures, looking into the word of God daily, and you come to church to continue to look into the word of God with the saints, as we are doing now, we will know the truth. And the truth we'll know will set us free in every area of our lives. Why will truth set us free in every area of our lives? Because when we know truth and we believe the truth we know by faith, grace will flow. The power of God that will operate in every area of our lives will flow into our heart, will flow into every area of our lives, and we'll be set free from all the troubles of life. We'll be set free from lies, from falsehood. We'll be set free in our soul. We'll be set free in our tongues from lies, and then we'll start to speak truth. I tell you, our God is our good treasure, because He is the only one who is able to make changes in our lives. He is the only one who has the power, the ability to change our lives. And so you see why the two men were searching for the good treasure. They knew what they were searching for is more than all, everything. It is the only thing in all realms that is able to change things. And that is God. And remember, God and His word are one and the same. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. The Word is with God, and the Word is God. God and His Word are one and the same. So when we are searching the scriptures, we are searching to meet, to know, to have the good God feel the life of you and I. Remember, those men, when they found the treasure, they went to sell all that they had so as to possess the treasure and enjoy the treasure. It's not just for us to be in God's kingdom. We have to enjoy God, who is the kingdom. We have to enjoy God flooding our lives. We have to have Him change us. We have to have Him do things for us. We have to have the goodness of God filling our lives. We have to partake of the good things of God. God is good. And so, as we see, they were searching. And I tell you, only God has the ability to be good to you and I. Please also write Psalm 105. We see right from the Old Testament, God saying we should search for Him. His people should search the scriptures. He's not going, you know, round about the whole world trying to look for God. No, it is you and I carrying the Bible to study daily under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, asking Him to guide us through the scriptures. And then we will start to dig. As we are studying the Bible daily under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are digging as those two men were digging in that particular field. They kept digging. They kept digging. They were not just digging here today and then they will move to another spot. No, they kept digging at the same spot in a particular field. And that field is the kingdom of God. You have to understand. And the digging aspect is looking into the word of God daily, searching the scriptures to know truth for yourself, searching the scriptures to know the God who is truth, because God and His word are one and the same. The only way we can look or search or seek for God is through the word of God, for God and His word are one and the same. So if you are not looking into the word of God daily, perhaps you really don't want truth. God is truth. Perhaps you really don't want God. God and His word are one and the same. So I repeat again, the only way you and I as believers can search or seek for God is through the scriptures. Please let's read Psalm 105 verses 3 to 4. Please let's go. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Amen. So you see, seeking or searching for God is linked with His face shining upon us and, of course, His strength. In other words, we partake of the strength of God. We partake of the good things of God. Please let's open to John chapter 5 verse 39 so that we see a great key. John chapter 5 verse 39. This is the Lord telling you and I to search for Him, to seek for Him is through the word of God. Remember, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. And the next verse, verse 7 of that John chapter 14, verse 6, says, if you know me, you will know the Father. In other words, know me. When you have seen me and you have known me, then you know the Father. So we see knowing truth, Jesus, the truth, according as He is written, is important. But how can we know Him if we are not searching the scriptures to understand and then know? And then by faith we believe what we know. So you can see it is very, very important. You and I as Christians, believers, we are to search the scriptures so that we continue to believe Jesus according as He is written. Are you a believer? You have to have something to believe, which is the word of God. And so you and I have to keep searching the scriptures. John chapter 5, verse 39. Please let's read it together. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Please let's go again. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You see a great key. Please let's quickly flip back to Psalm 40 and verse 7, and we will see the same thing there. Psalm 40, verse 7, so that we know that from Genesis to Revelations, Jesus is written there. Genesis to Revelations is the scriptures speaking to us, telling us of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his person, everything about him. And we have to search the scriptures to know what is written about him. Psalm 40, please let's read verse 7. Please let's go. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Please let's go again. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. So again, we see it is written. Every aspect of the scriptures, Genesis to Revelations, we see it is written of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is you and I who have to keep searching under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of the Father. He's also the Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the same glory. Let's flip forward to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 to 12. And you will see these believers of God, they were also waiting for the Messiah. But through the searching of the scriptures, which they had been doing before, now when the Holy Spirit led Apostle Paul to preach the word of God to them, look at how they continue to search the scriptures, and they got to know the person of Christ. They got to know the person of the Messiah. Acts 17, verses 10 to 12. Please let's go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. See a great key. They were in the habit of searching the scriptures daily. And as usual, they continue to search the scriptures. And they believed. And it's the same thing too. If you are not searching the scriptures, you cannot understand, you cannot know, you cannot believe by faith. No matter how much your pastor is of a person of faith, you also have to be a person of faith that believes. In other words, you have to be searching the scriptures too. Iron sharpeneth iron, not wood sharpening iron or wood sharpening wood. No. So it means we have to all be searching the scriptures, searching for our treasure to know him. Yes, we are in God's kingdom, but we need to know more about Christ, because he is our treasure. He is our treasure. Please let's look at Proverbs chapter 8. Let's try and understand a little bit of the treasure. Perhaps when we understand the treasure, the nature of the treasure, we will be quick to start carrying our Bibles daily. We have to understand the two men sold all that they had to possess the treasure. So it means nothing in this life, nothing they had is up to that treasure. So you see how important, how very precious the treasure they were seeking for. How very precious is it? Let's use that word, it. And I tell you, we also have to understand how very precious the treasure we are to search for is important to our very existence, to the existence of our families, our lot in this life, and to generations yet unborn. We have to understand how important searching the scriptures to know truth and to have truth is. Please let's read Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 1 to 21 together. I know it's long, but we need to understand some things. Please let's go. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Now, see a great key. Wisdom is crying out to all of us to have. And look at verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In other words, those that search for me shall find me. Now you understand what those two men were seeking for. Wisdom. Wisdom. And remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 says Jesus is the power and wisdom of God. Please let's put forth our hands there. Let's quickly open to it so that we will see it clearly. Let's not forget and keep looking at these things over and over again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Please let's go. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So please let's go back to Proverbs chapter 8. And so we see what we're searching for is Jesus, who is the wisdom and power of God. We have to know him. In other words, searching to know him who is in us and with us, we're in his kingdom, but we need to now know him so that we will enjoy the things that are in him for you and I. We have to understand searching, seeking to know him. We already have him. For example, we're all here. Yes, I know you by name, you know me by name. But you really don't yet know me till you start to live in the same house with me. till you start to understand what I like, what I want, till we start to relate for a very long time. And it's the same thing too. I don't know you properly, but of course I know your name. So you can see searching the scriptures to know the person of Christ. He's in us, he's in our midst, but we need to know him. He's the treasure given to you and I. That is why we need to search the scriptures and know him. For as we know and believe him, so will we partake of him. So will we partake of the things, his fullness, glory, his help, healing, health. It is as we know and believe him. But if we are not searching the scriptures, we won't know the treasure given to us. Now you understand the parable of those two men. Yes, the field is theirs to search. And then the treasure, they got to understand that all they had is nothing as compared to the treasure. And yet, you can see in verse 21, he will still fill us with the good things that we think they are not up to him. He will still look after you and I. All what they sold, I tell you, he gave them back, as we see in verse 21, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries. So you see that really, yes, we sacrifice everything to have that treasure, but the treasure will repay us several fold. And so again, verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So you can see right from the old, all seeking, looking into the scriptures to know him, to know the person. It's not just being his people, but we have to know him. It is the people that do know their God that shall be strong and do great exploits. So you and I have to pray to God to grant us grace to order our days so that we apply our hearts to words of what? Wisdom. Christ is also called wisdom. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is very, very important. Now, please let's look at verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. See a great key. He's saying that in everything we do in this world, he will guide us. He will help us. We have to understand in day-to-day decision making, wisdom will help us. He knows all that is in this dark world. And by his wisdom, he will guide us through life. Now you understand why the two men sold all that they had. Wisdom will guide you and I. Wisdom, Jesus Christ, when he starts to supply himself into our lives, we will understand he is the most precious thing. And yet, he will fill our bands. He will give us power to get wealth. So we have to try to put all these things in their right perspective. But please understand, he wants us to have him. Right from verse 1, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? So Jesus wants us to find him. He wants us to search and seek to know him and to keep drinking of him. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 1 and let's drop down to verses 20 to 23 and we will see the same thing. So you can see right from the old, God has been saying we should search for our good treasure, that, to know the good treasure that he gave to you and I. Please let's read Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20 to 23. Please let's go. Wisdom crieth without. She uttered her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. See a great key. He's saying we should keep searching. He will pour out his spirit upon us. He will help us to know truth, the word of God. As we're searching the scriptures, he will help us to know the scriptures, as he did for the Berean Christians. They were searching. They kept searching. And they started to understand the person of Christ according as he is written, and they believed on him. And it's the same thing too. Yes, we are in his kingdom. We have believed he died for us, but we also need to understand the things given to us in him and to have them. And this is where knowing Christ, it is the truth we know. If we continue in the truth, we will know the truth. We will know the person of Christ who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We will know him. We will know him. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 24, and we will see the same thing. 13 to 24. Please, let's read this together. It is good for us to read these things. Please, let's go. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. See a great key. Happy is the man that findeth worth wisdom. In other words, you've been searching the scriptures and you will find wisdom. And you'll be happy, like those two men who went to sell all that they had. And so you can see knowledge of Christ, wisdom, knowledge of Christ, the understanding of the scriptures, the understanding of the person of Christ is important. It is the treasure. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God. So is Christ. So you can see knowledge of Christ will enable you and I to drink, of the river of God. As we're searching the scriptures, deep down within the scriptures is that well. Is that well with the river. And so when we start to dig, we are digging a well to come to water. And I tell you, that water is the glory of God, is the Holy Spirit. Christ and his and the Holy Spirit, they are one and the same. He is wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. So when we start to dig and dig, searching the scriptures, we will find the river. We will find water in our well. But if we are not searching the scriptures, we are not digging anywhere. We won't find anything. We have to understand this. And that well or the river is also called the river of understanding. It's also called the river of wisdom. Is also called the Spirit of God, the fullness of the Godhead. It is God himself. So God and his word are one and the same. The only way we can drink and be receiving help from God is to dig a well. How do we dig a well? Searching the scriptures. We dig the well. The well of salvation is given to us all. But we all have to dig so that we start to drink from the well of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12. Please write it down and read it. And remember, Christ says, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. The Holy Spirit is in us, but we won't drink of the well put in us till we dig through the scriptures, searching the scriptures and start to believe. And then the Holy Spirit will start to flow himself upon our spirit man and we'll be drinking. We already have him. But God and his word, we have to understand, are one and the same. We have to know the scriptures. We have to understand the scriptures. And when we start to understand the scriptures, when we start to know, I tell you, we'll start to drink. This is what we have to understand. You want grace. You want favor. You want healing. You want God to do great and mighty things. You have to search the scriptures. And when you start to search and you hit the water, I tell you, you just continue to search, to continue to drink. You continue to grow in the knowledge, knowing the scriptures for yourself. If I know, I know to drink for myself. You have to know to drink for yourself. And so when we start to dig, searching, then we hit water. We hit water. But if you are not searching the scriptures, if you are not seeking God through his word, you won't hit water. And when the troubles of life comes, you'll be running helter-skelter. Whereas you should have started to study the word immediately we became born again. But it's not too late. We just return back to searching the scriptures. Look at verse 14 again. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Remember the parable we read. The two men, they considered what they found, the good treasure, much more than all the wealth in the world. They knew that is the one that will do all things, that will even give them power to get wealth. They knew what they had before was nothing. When this good treasure starts to work in their lives, they know they will have to enlarge their tent to receive more and more. And so again, we see verse 15 says, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou can desire are not to be compared unto her. And the Lord now goes on to tell us that by the wisdom himself, by the wisdom of himself, he made all things and knows all things. So you can see what he's making available to us. His knowledge of all things. His foresighting, you know, seeing things ahead. Do you know tomorrow? No. Do we even know the next moment? But our God knows the next moment. Our God knows tomorrow. And that is what he's making available for you and I. Please let's open to Job chapter 28 and you will see the same thing. Wisdom. Job knew the wisdom of God. He knew how wisdom will guide him through life. Wisdom will help him in day-to-day living. This is what the Lord is talking about. It's not just for us to have Christ dwelling in our bellies, but for him to guide us moment by moment in our thoughts, in our words, decision making, in our homes as wives, husbands, as children, even in our businesses, in all our ways, for us to have him guiding you and I. And I tell you, when God is guiding you, you cannot but be an outstanding person on the face of the earth. He will bless you. He will guide you in decision making, day to day, everything. Wisdom is the principal thing. Please let's read Job 28 from verse 7 to 28. Please let's go. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturned the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that he hid bringeth he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the winds, and he weighed the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So you can see God himself is the wisdom, he's the understanding, he knows all things. That's what he wants to make available to us, for us to have him helping us, guiding us in all our ways, helping us in all things. We have to understand what he is saying. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8 again, and let's drop down to verse 32 to 35. We'll see the same Holy Spirit. He will help us with the searching of the scriptures. And then we obtain favor, wisdom. Our Lord Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. Please let's read Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 32 to 35. Please let's go. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. See a great key. We find the Holy Spirit as we are searching the scriptures under his guidance. He will help us to find him, the living waters. We'll start to drink and look at it. We obtain favor from the Lord. But see a great key, waiting at the doorpost as we carry our Bibles daily to read under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We are waiting at the doorpost of the Spirit of God, also known as the Holy Spirit. So we know that without the Word of God, the Bible, which is truth, there is nothing the Holy Spirit will guide us through. He will guide us through the scriptures. Let's look at verses 10 and 11 of that same Proverbs chapter 8. Please let's go. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Remember, the word of God is also called the word of wisdom. God is wisdom. Jesus is wisdom. So there is a digging, searching through the scriptures under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which we have to be doing daily. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 31, and let's look at verses 12 and 14. So we see that as we are searching the scriptures daily, we are knowing him and we start to partake of him. It is very important for us to understand these things. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 12 to 14. Please let's go. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of my priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. See a great key, the promise of us partaking of the goodness of God. Remember, the word of God is good. God is good. So as we are looking into the word of God, we partake of God, who is wisdom, and he is good. The good things of God comes as we are knowing him, searching the scriptures. So you see a great key. You see a great key. We will partake of that goodness. We will partake of the Spirit of God, the glory of God, because we are looking into the word of God daily. Please let's go back and let's look at Proverbs chapter 14. Let's try and bring all these things together so that we will understand more and more what the Lord is saying to you and I. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8. Please let's go. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Please let's read it again. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Now you see, we are in this world, but we don't understand the way we do things. We don't understand our decisions. Yes, we use human understanding, and I tell you, human understanding can never achieve the will of God. And of course, we make a shipwreck of our lives. But with the wisdom of God, we will understand. So wisdom is the understanding of our way. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Our day-to-day activities, by the understanding of God, we understand them. Every decision, even at home, whether we want to start a business, we want to go to another nation, by the understanding of God, we will know whether it is what we are to do or not. We will know the decision, every stage of our lives. For example, when if you want to marry now and you commit it into God's hands, he will guide you into his choice. But you know, many can present themselves to you and say, look, I'm a good woman, I'm a good man, but do you know tomorrow? That is where wisdom comes in. That is where God comes in. He will guide us into his own choices that will be his perfect will. This is what the Lord is making available to you and I. Guardians for us and our children, our household, all of our days on the face of the earth. Darkness is round about the world. We don't know where or who or what is darkness. But God knows. And so he will guide us. He will lead us all of our days on the face of the earth. Only just keep looking into the word of God. That river, he's filled. He knows all things. He knows tomorrow. He knows the next moment. He knows how to guide you and I in every decision. He knows how to help us in the day-to-day decisions of life. He will guide us through the darkness. The word of God is what? Is the lamp and a light unto our path. We have to understand that the ways of God and the thoughts of God, they are separate from us. And so he will guide us into his own ways and onto his own thoughts. That is wisdom in operation. We will start to live on the face of the earth as God will live. We will start to take decisions knowing things as God knows them. He will supply you and I with the knowledge of things. I tell you, we can have every information on the face of the earth, but we won't be able to arrive at a godly decision unless we have the wisdom of God. He will be able to supply his own understanding of the same information, and he will be able to guide us in the right direction, helping us to make the right decision. He will guide us that he may say, don't go there. You may want to go out, but my friends are there, you know, but God has said, don't go. And later, when we see, turn around, you know, how things pan out, we will start to thank him. Ah, I praise God I didn't go there. That is the wisdom God is talking about. So you can see the treasure, how he will help us, how he will keep us in this dark world. That is what is available. That is what is called wisdom. How God will navigate life if he were in our stead. How all things will work together for our good by the wisdom of God. That is that treasure. It is that treasure. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 21, remember the word of God is light unto our feet and, lamp to our feet and light to our path. So he will guide us through the dark world by himself, who is the wisdom. That is that treasure. Now you understand why the two men sold all that they had. All of us, we need guidance. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know even the next moment. This is where wisdom comes in. Wisdom. And I tell you, wisdom is what? The understanding of our ways. When we understand that this way we're about to go is not good, by the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, we will turn away from it. But if we don't understand that this way we're about to go is not a good way, we will just go and say, oh, well, everybody is going there, so we too will join. And yet it is multitude running to the way of, you know, a bad end. And this is where wisdom of God, searching the scriptures to get to that river. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 30. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Please let's read it. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Please let's read it again. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. So you can see, wisdom will guide us through life. Wisdom will guide us through life. But we have to search the scriptures for it. Please let's open to Psalm 48. I will encourage us to read it from the beginning to the end. It is all about God who is Mount Zion. But let's zero down to verse 12 to 14. Please, let's go. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide unto death. See a promise in the scriptures that God will guide us through life. Even Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my what? Shepherd. Shepherding us through life. Wisdom. When we continue to dig, searching the scriptures, I tell you, all of our days on the face of the earth, he will keep helping us, guiding us, supplying his goodness. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. It's not that God does not want to help Christians on the face of the earth. It's because we have neglected His word. And we keep making wrong decisions. But we've seen it in Proverbs chapter 8 that even princes, nobles, every one of us, we need wisdom. We need Christ to guide us, the Holy Spirit to guide us. The word of God is lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Why do we need light? Because the world is in darkness. We need His guidance day to day in life, in every area of our lives. Please let's read Isaiah 58 verse 11. Please let's go. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. See the benefit of those who searching the scriptures, they heat water. They will drink, they will be drawing water from the well of salvation because they keep searching the scriptures. They will receive guidance and all the good things. Please let's read it again. Isaiah 58 verse 11. Please let's go. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. You'll be drinking from that well daily. He will guide you and I through life. We have to understand this, our God, He is our guide forever. And so we have to make sure we cultivate the divine habit of searching the scriptures daily. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 10 and then we'll see. Proverbs 10. So wisdom is available, and we have to understand wisdom is the understanding of our ways. When we understand that our ways, they are not good, then we will receive the way of God in all things. Our God will make decisions in everything, in every area of life. Wisdom is available. Wisdom. The Holy Spirit will help us. We will hear His voice saying that way is not good. That decision is wrong. Do it this way. In every situation of life, we will receive counsel from Him. That is wisdom in operation. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 23. Please let's go. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Please let's read the latter part. But a man of understanding hath wisdom. We have to understand wisdom is the understanding of the way, isn't it? Now, a man of understanding hath what? Wisdom. We have to understand that when we are digging and then we come to water, understanding of the scriptures is what will start to flow into our hearts. We will start to understand the scriptures. Remember 1 John chapter 5 verse 20 says, Christ is what? Our understanding. Understanding is what? Given to us. So you see the glory of God, also called the river of God, will first flow understanding of the scriptures. Understanding of the scriptures. Truth. We will start to understand. And then knowledge, wisdom will start to flow. Guardians. You see, But if we don't have understanding of the scriptures, forget it. So when we start to dig, we will reach water. We'll first come to, you know, the first signs of there's water. That is understanding. And we continue to drink. Then, remember, the water will start to gush out. The more we dig, the deeper we dig, the more water will flow. So we have to understand the understanding, knowledge. So then wisdom, which is the understanding of ways. So first of all, the understanding of the scriptures, then the understanding of all ways by God. That is what wisdom. And when we understand the ways, we're able to choose the right way. This is what God is saying to you and I. So we have to understand guardians in every day, in day-to-day living is available to you and I. Guardians in day-to-day living is available to you and I through the Word of God. In closing, please let's open to Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1 to 9 and we'll see seeking of God is linked with partaking of His goodness and is linked with forsaking the bad ways and having His own ways, which is what guardians. We will see seeking is linked with what? Eating or partaking of the goodness of God. And is linked with making sure we go onto God's way in all things, which is wisdom. So please let's read it together from verse 1 to 9. Please let's go. Hoy, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Please, let's pause there for a while. If you are thirsty, come ye to the waters. In other words, search the scriptures and drink. And drink. And drink. Verse 2 says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. Please underline that. Keep searching the scriptures. Let the Holy Spirit guide you through the scriptures. And eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we see how God will live in our stead. For example, if God is my person now, living in my household, living, you know, being in the very state I'm in, how he will do things and how God will do in your own state as your person, how he will live in the midst of this dark world. That is what the Lord is saying. Dig, 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 dig. Keep searching the scriptures and start to understand the scriptures. And when you start to understand the word of God and the person of God, you continue to dig, then you start to understand the ways round about you and the way of God, and he will start to guide you into the way of God. You will start to now think as God will think concerning things. You start to see all the available information by the understanding, the wisdom. You examine them and you take decisions as God will do. You will start to partake of God, the good things. You have help. He wants to help you and I to live on the face of the earth successfully. That is what that treasure does. He wants to guide us daily. He wants to help us. He wants to supply the riches of his goodness in abundance day to day. Not only us, he wants to help our household, our children, all our descendants as they too continue with Christ and searching the scriptures. I tell you, none of us can live successfully on the face of the earth without God. This is what is available. This is what the two men found. And they went to sell everything. We thank God that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Remember, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the wisdom God had what? Earmarked for us even before the foundation of the earth. Please let's open to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we see that God had wanted you and I to enjoy him. From verse 6. From verse 6 to verse 8. Please let's go. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. See a great key? Wisdom of God is available. And of course, you have many instances in the New to speaking about wisdom. And we've read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Christ is what? The power and the wisdom of God. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for his faithfulness. Let's thank God for his faithfulness. And let's open to John chapter 6 as we prepare ourselves for the Holy Communion.